Chet Cheshvat, Wednesday night. Chag Tovodol, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Shar Yichud HaMaisa, we're on Kuf Pei Aleph. We're moving ahead forward. That he describes that the Inyan that if that people, that a person finds favor in the eyes of people, is a totsa'a from the person finding favor in the eyes of Hashem. Not that finding favor in the eyes of people should be a goal. Should be a goal affecting, of course it should be a goal, but it shouldn't be a goal affecting what you do, or why you do it. And this has many, many, many ramifications. So we're on Kuf Pei Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Avol. Yeah, you have an Avol. Sheyei atzadik poyel u'mishtadel. Kidei sheyehaleluhu b'nei odom al tuv mishmato l'Hashem. So that people should hold of him and should praise him that he's a good person. Not a tzadik. So you say tzadik, you say, I would never do that. But even just that people should hold up with frum. Right? That people should hold where this is something that's always nogea shiduchim. I mean, people live with this, right, when it comes to shiduchim, that they act or they pick at schools or dress a certain way or pick at yeshivas or kind of meat they buy. So many things people do because of this thing of shiduchim, which is first of all a lack of bitachon. Forget about that, it's nonsense, lack of bitachon. But even forgetting it, besides being a lack of bitachon, it's a flaw in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Angels midarchei atzadikim. And again, I listen again to Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal's tape on this. He also says that it's certainly the human condition. It would be really, it's a quite a task. I'm giving the mashal now, he doesn't. Nobody davens at home like you daven in shul with other people around. Or at least it's the rare individual. Actually, probably women always do. They're always davening at home. But it's hard. But again, it's a goal. Chavodos presents things as the ideal, the way it should be, ideally. And you strive towards that goal. Lochein Yizorm is there, be careful. But he calls it very clearly the Yetzirah. It's the Yetzirah because it takes you away from Yichud HaMaisa, because, and that's a part of Avodas Hashem, that you're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Anything else is called an ulterior motive. He gets you used to it, to capture you in that trap. Now, part of the Yetzirah's trap, if you remember, he did it in an interesting way. He said, he tells you, you're already mushlom in Menodom HaMokom, and now it's time to worry about how other people look at you. Right? Now, it might sound funny, but it's really a very common thing. It's just we don't use these words of the Chayvus Halbavus, but we have other words, but they're the same idea, that a person says, I know I'm okay, well, Hashem knows I'm okay, and Hashem knows that I really do it, and now I just have to, but people don't know, right? Like, I know I'm okay, because Hashem knows that I daven good, that I have kavana, but I'm going to have to make sure that people know I have kavana. Right, I don't want to put on a false front. People should think, because Hashem knows I'm really good. So he says, you have to tell the Yetzirah that part also. That's not even true. I still have plenty of work to do in my avodah to Hashem. Umasha to Meshabcheni, that which you're praising me, al yediyos yoschovos and Hashem yisaleh, v'ein ze eletayna l'Hashem negdi. You're telling me I know what to do, and now I have to worry about my image. I'm betzim okay, and I have to worry now about my image. So it's not true that I'm really okay. I still have a long way to go. You can work your whole lifetime, even if the Yetzirah's premise would be true, but you wouldn't be up to working on your image yet. You still have like 30, 40, 50 years to work on yourself before you're working on your image. V'she'eni yosek fi yediyosi. Adarabba, the smarter I am and the bigger Talmud Chacham I am and the more I know, probably Hashem has a bigger taina to me. V'lu yosek fi yediyosi. Ha'em yaspe kulo todel Hashem yisroma v'yishader ala tova ketana v'yoser v'tovas Hashem olai. If I would be able to really relate to Hashem the way I understand, then my Hakaras HaTov would grow exponentially. And I just would be back on that treadmill of trying to catch up with my Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. U'ma'erech yimeichaye b'yachas l'imei ha'olam. V'kulam lo yaspiku li l'toras tovas Hashem olai. Koshkein l'malei chovosai aleihem. To say that I'm fulfilling my duties to Hashem and I'm finished, and it's time to move on to my image. Again, this is just a tiur, a description of Chasdei Hashem. This is talking about Yehovah to Hashem. Since the Yetzirah tries to tell you that you're okay with Hashem, good, now image. So you have to tell him that it's probably not the case. I have a long way to go in my Avodas Hashem before I can start worrying about my image. Let's go weiter. V'chashe yisya'i shayetzi melach shileini b'ofen hazeh. This was quite a mouthful. We spent a couple of days on it. This idea that he tries to get you to polish up your image. Izum is hadavar. Mitzad avos hashvach v'hatila ba'olam. He'll exploit the human weakness. Beforehand, it was more of a... He tries to make you feel not shalom, like he quotes the Mishnah in Avos, and he wants you to direct your actions towards people's opinion of you, which is a flaw in Yichud HaMaisa, and he has a host of like rayas that's a proper thing to do. So that didn't work. You know, they didn't make you feel like you're not a shalom. You're not good, because people... In the paragraph before, he explained that the Torah tries to make you think that that's the shleimus ha'adam, that he should have an image of Gabi people. Now, it's going to sound, like the same thing a little, but it's different. Now he's abandoning the pretenses, the shleimus, and he just wants to exploit the human weakness that a person wants to be appreciated. Before, he couched it in terms of shleimus ha'adam, so chaim sechel tov bein elokim v'adam kosher ruach habrios lo chaim enu ruach hamokom lo chaim enu. He had all the relevant phrases of Chazal lined up, so he gave up. Now he pashut wants to exploit the human weakness for praise. A person craves appreciation and praise and likes to get it, and so now he's going to exploit that. The fact that people, as I say, crave appreciation, they crave thanks. The Yom Malacha, Samachti b'mishmat chol Hashem. Ah, I have such a noah. You chased me away. You beat me. You're focused on Hashem. You have good bitachon, you don't need people. It's also right, it's a problem with bitachon if you do things so that people should hold of you, so that you should get a job, so that your daughter should get a shidduch, so that this, so that. So that's also a bitachon problem. He says, no, you're great, you have bitachon. V'hashlichach yehovcha olav, v'shichur matzpuncha, your kishkes deep down, v'lehonos b'nivrum b'balalei Hashem, you see Hashem as the ultimate source of everything. And Don't let people not know about you. You're a good guy. You're a tzaddik. You're not gonna go crazy. Umachzik berezin tavoscha shetegales masech lebnei adam, and you'll become famous. Utefarsem b'neim darkecha v'yelochom b'kach kovod mehem b'olam azeh v'zichron shem tov b'neim. It's very important to have people think well of you. It's a shirei makosuv, and he starts quoting the psukim again. Nosati lehem beveziv v'chomosai yad v'shem tov mibonim v'bibronos. Probably tells him keser shem tov ol gabeyem. You have to make sure you have a keser shem tov. Bomar v'sisu l'choshem godol k'shem hagadol l'shem ba'aretz. Behold, he tells him hey milmudu mimasecha. Make sure everybody knows how long you daven shmona esrei, so that they'll learn from you. They'll also want to daven shmona esrei long. U'tekabel schar al kach. You'll even get some schar from Hashem because people are emulating you. V'lochein al tasim masecha. Don't hide. Show what you do. Elamashi yeshul chol farsimo, only what you can't. Look, also the way I do. Because tasik is a kovod vatila b'olam hazeh. That's shleimus mamish. You'll get praise and fawning b'olam hazeh. U'gemul tov. We're going on to page kuf pei beis now. L'olam haba. Okay, we'll stop here. At a very exciting point.